Play my intro this morning. Caitlin's going to help me with a little intro music. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 46. Psalm 46 this morning. We're going to play a little music. And you can bring up the picture of that too, because isn't there a lion? If I could see the picture. Caitlin's got a favorite little Christian program. I tell you what, I like it too. My father right there. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, and the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place with the tabernacles of the Most High God. God is in the midst of that river. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come and behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease until the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in asunder. He burneth the chariot with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. I will be exalted upon this earth, saith the Lord God. You can bring the music down. Does it help to add music to my intros? I don't know, but it said this river, there is a river. There's a river that is going to come out of Jerusalem someday, and half of it is going to come out of the throne where Jesus Christ sits. We can dismiss for the children's work if I have forgotten to do that. Out of Jerusalem, capital of Jerusalem, in the new heaven, okay, on earth, okay, right now. They're not right now, but in the future, this is what's going to happen. Kids were like, this was going to be fun in here today. There is going to be from the throne room, there's going to be a river that's going to come out of Jesus' throne, and part of the water is going to go into the Mediterranean, part of it's going to go into the Dead Sea. Now get your head around that. And it's going to flood Mediterranean water into the Dead Sea, and the Dead Sea is going to be healed when Jesus sits on the throne. Fresh water is going to go, and the fish from the fresh water of the Mediterranean are going to pour into the Dead Sea, and there's going to be life in the Middle East by a river that flows literally from the throne of God. You say, give me scripture, I'll give you tons of scripture on it. If you just dare to believe. Church, that's our God. God's in the midst of the river. Jesus Christ is going to flow. Jesus Christ is going to be exalted in the earth. And thank God for the prophecy this morning, which quoted, I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. Now, you didn't know I was going to open with that, but God knew I was going to open with that. And I'm just to look at it for yourself, Psalm 46, 10. When I was sitting in the parking lot asking God, what does he want us to do with this property? Not that property or any other property. But what do you want to do? And I was very much just thoughts in my mind, and the Holy Spirit said, be still and know that I'm God. And so I quoted that, and I said, okay, God, I'm going to sit on this. I'm going to go back to the prayer. I'm just not going to talk about this. I'm going to keep moving on, just doing what you called me to do. But I forgot there was a second part to that scripture until I looked at it last night on a Facebook feed. And it had the whole verse. It said, be still that I know and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I'm going to be exalted in the earth. I will be exalted means this. To this end, God will send Jesus Christ with the armies of heaven to take over the governments of this world. Do you believe that?
Amen.
I got one amen. Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign on earth for 1,000 years. Anybody believe that?
Amen.
He is going to rid the earth of all rebellion. The Bible says that He is the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts in verse 11. Can you see it for yourself? The Lord is the Lord of hosts. This is what He is. He's not the Lord of day spas. I've heard people say, well, all I need to do is find rest and relaxation. That's my God and that's what I want. I want rest and I want relaxation. Well, look at this. He is the Lord of hosts, whether we like it or not. He's the God of Jacob. Look at this. The Lord of hosts means the Lord of war, the Lord of armies, of battles, of rank, of warfare. He's the Lord of soldiers. He's the Lord of companies. And it says that a mass of persons that have been saved and organized for war in a campaign are going to come back to the earth by the droves, the tens and tens and tens of millions or whatever it is. The clouds are going to come and they're going to wage war at the end of a 7-year tribulation. And they are going to work with God as He rids out all rebellion and the wrath of God is poured out on planet Earth once and for all. Amen?
Amen.
Just preaching a little bit of the Bible in my intro this morning. He's the Lord of hosts. And He says, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want you guys to know that there is a will of God. And God's raising up a prophetic generation. I believe it's you and me. I believe it's all of us that are full of God and want God by faith. It's all going to happen by faith. Go to Hebrews, if you would. Hebrews 11, verse 1. I started our group out this morning with this. I want to preach it a little while this morning. Hebrews 11, 1. When you're there, say amen.
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 Praise God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, things that are expected, things you have confidence for, but the evidence that you cannot see, the evidence of things not seen. There's no proof that this could ever happen. There's no proof that there could ever be a church in West Point, Nebraska. It just had to be faithed for. It had to be faithed for. Amen? There's no way that it could ever happen. There's no way that we could get a building. There's no way God could put us in the best frontage of the entire region to reach the area. There's no way that could happen. There's no way that could have happened, but by faith, amen. And the proof then is in the pudding. For by it, the elders obtained a good report, verse 2. These martyrs, the word elder is martyr, became witnesses to testify, to give evidence and bear record that this substance of faith worked, and they had the confidence that through faith, verse 3, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, that all of these things speak when the Word of God speaks. He spoke through prophecy just a second ago. Did you believe the prophecy? Did you know this whole Bible is a book of prophecy? Men spoke as they were led by the Holy Spirit. It was penned down, and that's where we get our Bible. Amen? The prophetic word of God, it carries more weight than any other thing. And our confidence is in this truth. This commentaries and many commentaries that I've looked at, let me read some of them. It's not that we could reason this out. We couldn't do it. It had to take mere faith. We understand our knowledge is derived only from faith and not from our own reasoning. There's no way this could have ever happened without God. Somebody say amen. God is supernatural. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God is outside the natural. Amen?
Amen.
He gave us an understanding. He gives us a moral conviction within our heart that something needs to be done somewhere, some way, somehow. God puts that in our heart and it causes us to start stirring and gives us an unction to start praying. Dear God, Wald Hill and the Omaha Indian tribe, they have to hear the gospel. If they don't, they're going to die. They're going to die smoking peyote and doing the sun dance and every other thing. The gospel has to go there.
Amen.
There's a moral conviction that comes in that changes and something inside of us says, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause that I can get behind and Christ can move? Amen. Is there not a cause? But wait a second. We don't have a building. We don't have a dime. We don't have anything. I remember standing up on a cave hill one time in the back of Pat Phillips' backyard, a little greenhouse in Wald Hill. And I said, hey, there's a cave hill. It's a storm shelter. You know, it's got the pipe coming out of it and everything. We'll just preach there. That'll be our first meeting. And we'll walk down and knock on the doors all around. And we'll just have church there. And we'll believe God. Well, guess what? To this day, brother, there's a church going on in Wald Hill, Nebraska. Amen.
And
it's a good church. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. God causes us through the gift of faith when we get born again to stand up and to do things that were foolish to the rest of this world. Yep. That by the foolishness of us and by the foolishness of preaching and how He chooses foolish people to make His name famous upon the earth, that's how He gets the job done. Amen?
Amen.
Through faith, you look at all the elders of this chapter and you look at all the stories in this chapter and study it out. You look at Enoch, you look at Abraham, you look at Isaac, you look at all these men, you look at Noah, you look at Rahab, you look at all these people that had absolutely no proof to put their facts in or anything else that this was going to pan out for them, and yet God moved them by faith, by a moral conviction within their heart and soul that something had to be done.
Amen.
That God was worth standing up for and that His name would be made famous on the earth. Somebody say amen again. Praise the Lord. Help me preach today. He just said, I will be exalted in all the earth. God will be adored. He wants exaltation. He wants worship. Do you believe that?
Yes.
He wants it so much that Lucifer stood, and I heard that in the prophecy again this morning, that Lucifer dared to take the worship from God. Mm-hmm. Bad idea, Jeans, buddy. You shouldn't have never done that in the name of Jesus. You should have never done that. It was a bad move. This faith, this substance, defies and cancels every natural law. It told Enoch to walk with God, and he was raptured and taken out of here. Faith in verse 5. Let's go to 5. It says, by faith, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. If you're not moving in faith, which is the substance or the evidence of things not seen, if you're not moving in this realm of the supernatural where you cannot see the end all, and you're stepping out in a place of faith, you're going to walk on water, you're going to do things that cannot be explained physically, naturally, human. There's no comprehension of how we could get to this point but God. Amen?
But God.
But God. Amen. It had to be but God. And that is the walk of Christianity. You can't make it any other thing. You just look at the people that majored as the heroes of our faith. And they all did unbelievable miracle things, mighty exploits, my God, because they walked in a confidence. The word substance means confidence. They had confidence that this was going to pan out, not because they were anything or not because they had any resources that could make it happen. Then you wouldn't need faith at all. But because God said, do it. God said, do it. God was behind this thing, promoting this thing and pushing this thing. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When it says I will be exalted, the word is promoted. I will be promoted upon the earth. I will find people like Sam Kurtz who's going to promote me upon the earth, who's going to live to make my name famous, who's going to stand upon my word as the bedrock of her life, and she's going to shake the nations because she stood and believed in her day and her hour with her understanding. She stood for God, and my God, people counted it unto her for righteousness, and she was used by an almighty God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. That's for every single one of us in this room.
Amen.
Sorry, Sam, I just saw you locked in, so I'm going to preach to you. Amen. Bill Casey said, preach to the ones that are listening to you.
Amen.
Just preach loud to the rest of them. Amen. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence, or no, there's no proof that this could ever pan out. There's no proof that God really wants something to be done in West Point, Nebraska. But I'm here to say, yes, there is. There is something that God wants to do in this whole region. I think about our location, and I thought about this. My buddy Steve Vogt, his mom just passed away. My buddy Ryan Kenning, roommate in college. Dad, Bud Penrose Construction, just passed away. Did you know all those guys, Kurt Schmeckpepper, driving down here slapping something on the door. Did you know anybody that's going that direction at all has to drive by our location?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did you know what they say to me? Hey, we saw you painted. Everybody's talking about the white paint that we put on the building. Looks like something's going on down there. Looks like there's a little bit of growth down there. What are you guys doing? Can't believe it. Praise the Lord. I think God put us there and wants to show the world that we are alive. Amen. That there is ministry that's growing. That there are constantly the Ben Stangles and the Jonathan Nickersons and the next wave of people that are going to be called into full-time ministry.
Yep.
Like Michael Kurtz or Steve Sweat or Sam Kurtz or James Kurtz or Jared or just anybody else that comes along the real gospel. Amen?
Yeah.
How many people remember the story of the spies in the book of Numbers? In the book of Numbers, 10 spies were sent to spy out the land for God. They said, "This is your inheritance. You go see what's in that land. You look everywhere. You figure out what's in the land. You look, you look, you look, you look, and you bring back a report where they brought back clusters of grapes and everything. I want to know if there's cows. I want to know if there's grapes. I want to know if there's pomegranates. I want to know." It was a type of the promised land. In Numbers 13:28, the majority of the 10 spies come back. And here's the majority report of the spies. Now, they were soldiers because they were commissioned by the army. They were went, so these guys weren't putzes. They just simply gave back the report that was in their heart. And look at this. It says the land, I'm going to paraphrase 26 and 27. "The land is, as God said, one that flows with milk and honey. I don't think we could be in a more little prosperous area in Nebraska to produce what God wants to produce here. It's the third richest community county in the state of Nebraska. This land's flowing with milk and honey. The fruit that is brought, we brought to you, the clusters of grapes." In verse 28 says, "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and they're very great. And moreover, we saw," everybody say, "we saw."
We saw.
"We saw."
We saw.
"The children of Anak." There's a giant there, and there's giant people, they're whatever. "The cities are walled and fortified, very great. Giants occupy the land, and we were grasshoppers in their sight." We're not able to fight these people, for they're stronger than we are. In verse 31. "Nevertheless," now I'm going to read the commentary out of my Bible. "Nevertheless," I mean from 28. "Nevertheless, this is our conclusion. We saw the land." It's truly great, magnificent, just the way you said it was. This is always the language of unbelief. "We saw, but we are not able. We are not as strong as they are. The conclusion of the natural man who walks by sight instead of faith." 2 Corinthians 5:7 says we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We walk by faith. We walk by pistis. We walk by substance hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Are you with me, or have I lost you guys? This is the language of unbelief. Caleb and Joseph now, there's two guys, and they're walking by faith. Now, they saw by faith. They acted by faith. The language of faith is always optimistic. We are, look what they say, "We are well able. The Lord will bring us into this land, and He'll give it to us. The giants are bread for us. They're defenseless against our God. The Lord is with us. Do not fear." I'm just quoting the Bible to you today. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
In other words, we can do this. In other words, they're putting their Nikes on. They're saying, just do it. Just get the job done. And don't fear about it. So faith is an attitude of belief. And you can do what you believe to do. You can do what you believe to do. Mm-hmm. I used to think that I was a pretty good athlete. Well, it caused me to play pretty good. Mm-hmm. You can do unbelievable things if you can only believe for those things. Amen?
Amen.
Only believe. All things are possible. Praise God. Are you with me?
Yes.
Church, I'm trying to stretch you guys out to show you guys that we have to believe by faith. That has to be our attitude. Verse 13:30. "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and he said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it. It's ours. We are well able to overcome.'" But the minority report is what we need to hold on to. They said, "We disagreed." Caleb and Joshua said, "We disagree about our inability to go up against these giants. Let us go up at once and possess the land, for we're well able to overcome." Their conclusion of the minority report, these two, was by faith. We can do it. Do you see that? I'm going straight out of my commentaries. This is exactly right. 31, "But the men that went up with him said, 'We're not able.'" 32, "And then they brought an evil report into the land, and it spread throughout all the people." And in 33, again, "And there we saw," everybody say, "We saw."
We saw.
What are they looking at? They're looking, they're not seeing the unseen. They're only focusing on what they can see tangibly and hold. My commentary, this was the conclusion of unbelief and a result of sight when God is left out of the picture. But Caleb, it said, he had another spirit. He had a totally different spirit. He had a spirit that could conquer. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. And the Bible says, be it according to your faith. Your faith. Healing? You want to be healed? Be it according to your faith, Jesus said. Do you believe for healing? Do you believe it's the children's bread? Amen. Be it. So what you're going to receive in this life by faith in Christendom is based on what you believe and your belief system. Quiet in this room. Now listen, knowing this, every stronghold in the church is a detriment to what the faith of God can do. Who knows, church? Who knows what God wants to do but God? Amen? God said, I will be exalted in the earth. I will be promotion, is that word. It means action plan. There is a pro and there is a motion. There is an action to accomplish the will and the purpose of God. Every ounce of fear and unbelief must be melted away by the refiner's fire of love. Love. By the word, by the baptism of love. When fear comes, go to the book of Acts. Go to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 4, verse 29. What happens when we're fearful? What happens when the book of Acts were fearful? When they took them and they roughed them up and they were going to beat them up and bullying them up and said, you're not going to preach in the name of Jesus, even though a notable miracle had just been done and the man was healed. Acts chapter 4. 4:29, and now behold the threatenings, O golly, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness, the word is confidence, that they may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they prayed, they got together in a prayer meeting with that Holy Ghost agreement. The place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word with a boldness. All of a sudden, faith arised as the Holy Spirit shot into them. Did you know faith is a fruit of the Spirit?
Yes. Amen.
Galatians chapter 5. So the more Holy Ghost you get, the more faith you get.
Amen.
The more Holy Ghost you get, it's a fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, meekness, faith. You know how else you get more faith? Being around the Word of God. Amen?
Amen?
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Jude says, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? There's three ways. Get around Spirit-filled people, get full of the Spirit of God, and you will have more and more and more confidence, more and more and more confidence to speak to those things which are not and say they will be in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We call out, I love that, is that one of the songs, we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dry bones, come alive. Something about an army, let it, help me now. Something about an army, let it arise. Did you know that's Ezekiel's vision?
Yeah.
That through preaching and prophesying that there's going to be a people that are going to come together bone on bone, and they're going to stand as the great army of the Lord Jesus Christ for the Lord of hosts as a lion, as a roaring lion. I asked God about 2 weeks ago, what kind of a church are we? And the only thing I got back was a lion. Like it or not, you may like Narnia, you may not like Narnia. But the Holy Spirit showed me, showed Joe as well. What's coming through those trees is a lion. What's coming through those trees is a lion. This ministry is going to be a lion in the end time. You may not like that. That's just fine with me. I can't change the DNA of my father, and I just pray to God that some of his comes into me. Are you with me in that?
Amen.
What verse were we on? Look at 32, Acts 4:32. And the multitude of them that believed, were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace. Everybody say, great grace.
Great grace
was upon them all. The divine power of the Holy One was upon them all to produce by faith what couldn't be done any other way than through Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them. God's divine power to pull off the upset, to do the unthinkable, to plant church after church, after radio program, after whatever else, and maybe TV, and maybe now another, whatever God wants, church. The question is, can you believe for it, and can you believe God has put it in your heart to do it?
Amen.
Church, what about you? What is God? I asked the people, what is God speaking to you about building? Growing. Ministry. Substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? Is your faith alive? It is, amen? It is. We're born again. That faith now has to be used as a substance to hope for something that's not there yet. Ministry. What do you see lacking? Pray about it. God will manifest it. Amen. What do you see lacking? Church, we have to move in faith. We have to be people of faith. Amen. We need to seek Him who's invisible. We need to hear Him who is invisible. We need to know Him and what He wants upon this earth. And this is what He wants. I will be exalted upon the earth. I will be promoted amongst the earth, amongst the heathen and amongst the earth. I will be promoted and I will be exalted amongst the earth, saith the Lord God. Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Know that I am God. Knowing Him, He wants to be exalted upon the earth. This essential substance screams, I can. I can.
Yes.
You know who's, you know why? Because it's I am that is behind it.
Yes.
Yes. He screams, I can, at unbelief. Says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengtheneth me.
Yes.
Are you getting this? God is going to use human beings to say, I can. Paul said, I can. Amen. Paul said, in whatever state I am, you watch this, I can because God is real. Hallelujah. Because I am is in you. Faith sends us to do the impossible with little or nothing to do it, but a moral conviction that it needs to be done and the confidence to do it. We need Jesus in Snyder. That's a moral conviction that I have. We need Jesus in Wisner. That's a moral conviction that I have. How do we get it done? It's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Right?
Yes.
And God's not done. He's still saving people like Broderick Learman. Amen?
Amen?
He's not done. He's saving people like Lily. Amen?
Amen?
God's not done. He's only begun. And He does this. God does this for His glory, not for anybody else's glory. We don't have the resources. Amen? Jesus is the source. He's the resource, amen? The river, everything that touched that river of life lived. Everything that came out of that river began to grow. It takes death and turns it to life. And perfect love casts out every ounce of fear. 2 weeks ago, we studied the controller. Listen, the controller's stronghold is rooted in their reaction to fear. They control because they seek predictability. Walking by sight, they manipulate because they cannot trust. I gave you one sentence out of that whole study. However, the scriptures tell us that perfect love, when it comes, it casts out all fear.
Amen.
Perfect love is it flows out of heaven, and it flowed into the book of Acts in Acts chapter 4. Behold their threatenings. But it said they went and prayed, and all of a sudden, when they prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and the place was shaken. And it said they went everywhere with boldness that overcame the threatenings and the fear of that day. Hallelujah. Let me give you, amen. Let me give you the notes on this. Fear has no place in love, but bold confidence based on love cannot coexist with fear. Love, which when perfected gives bold confidence and casts out fear. It's like a lion, king of all beasts. Hebrews 2:15 says, "And I came to deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Boldness was confidence. Confidence is the personality of God. Confidence is the personality of the Holy Ghost. Confidence is the opposite of fear. Confidence is God dwelling in us, that we can have confidence and boldness in the day of judgment. Because fear hath torment. God is a mover and a shaker and a master builder. God is a tremendous worker. Look at back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10. I want you guys to see this. I love this commentary. From this word build in the Hebrews 11:10. This is Abraham. He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder, technics, and maker is God. Abraham was looking for something that wasn't present on this earth. He said the word technics, he was looking for whose builder. He was looking for this builder. It's the same root word, tekon, which we get carpenter. Abraham was looking for a carpenter. He was the father of our faith, you guys. Amen. Abraham was looking for Jesus, who's builder and constructor, who is the architect, the one who plans, the one who calculates, the one who constructs a building. Jesus Christ, the great architect, designer, fabricator of all material creations and of all moral creations, he was looking for him. Builders all come from the lineage of Jesus Christ. I want you guys to look at this. And I want you guys to look at this with fear on the side, because Philippians 4:6, if you would go there today. You guys still with me? You guys still with me? This is why we might start at 9:30. I don't want to hear bellies growling at me. Philippians 4:6, let's get in the Word. Let's go. Ready? Here we go. Here it is. Be careful for nothing. That word means be not anxious or worry, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now let me preach the opposite side of this for just a second, to be fair. This does not mean that we're to exercise no care about worldly matters. No care to preserve our own property or to provide for our families. Right? We do exercise care about all those things, and we should. But listen to the latter part of this commentary. There is to be such confidence in God as to free the mind from anxiety, and such a sense of dependence on God as to keep it absolutely calm. So we don't have to take thought what we're going to eat or drink. Is not life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Which of you can add a cubit to your stature by worrying? Which of you can change your raiment by your thought? Consider the lilies, they grow, they toil, neither do they spin. It says, O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought. Don't you worry about what you're going to eat or drink or where you're going to be clothed, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, take no thought or worry for the morrow, for the tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. It says, and the peace of God, which ruleth your heart, shall cover you. Church, go to Philippians now, verse 19. Philippians 4, 19. If you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We just did this in the morning class. We broke this down. It said, but my God shall supply. He is going to accomplish. He is going to complete to the end. He's going to fill up. He's going to fulfill. He's going to bring fulfillment to all your need. Here's the word need. To every employment, every affair, every occasion, every demand, every requirement, every destitution, all your business, in all your lack, in all your necessity, in all your need, in all your use, and in all your want. My God will supply it. Oh my gosh, church. Church, I can't believe that we're falling asleep to that. I can't believe it at all. My God is going to meet you by faith as long as you have the will of God and are moving in His unction. He's going to supply all your need according to the riches and glory. He's going to meet you there. He's going to grant unto you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened by might in the inner man. He's going to help you guys. He's going to let the light shine. I believe absolutely and completely. I don't know that I'm going to finish the rest of my message because I don't know that we're all here. I don't think I just plow when people aren't solely here. The last part is the best part of the message, but I don't know that I've got you guys all. What it boils down to is we need faith. We need faith. We need faith, church. We do need faith. You can't get around it.
Amen.
You can't get around it. The whole thing's by faith. This whole walk is by faith. If it's not, we're sinning against God. If we're not moving and expecting and have confidence in the fact, and our substance is the confidence that God's going to do what is unbelievable and unexplainable and defies human reason and defies the laws of nature, then we're not Christians at all. We have to move in this or we can't please God. And He says in that verse 6, and He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Amen?
Amen.
God's ready to give faith. We can have more faith through the Holy Ghost. He says, boldly come into the throne room. And if we seek Him diligently, He'll give us more. Amen? To accomplish His goals. As we put on the new man, we have the new mind, we're transformed. Amen?
Amen.
To accomplish His goals on earth. What are you building? What are we accomplishing? How are we moving? Why would we do such a thing? First Chronicles 28:8. I guess we'll get to the rest of this Wednesday night. No, we're not. We're going to go down the road Wednesday night to preach to Muslims. Learn how to preach to Muslims in Columbus this weekend, this Wednesday night. First Chronicles 28, 8 through 10. Now therefore in the sight of all Israel and the congregation of the Lord and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. How do you know that Israel, how do you know that physical Israel is alive and on the map today?
It's prophecy.
80 years ago they weren't. How do you know today that they're there?
They are.
Somebody said they have the fourth best defense in all the world. The greatest military. I mean, that little Israel is alive and well. It's one of the greatest testimonies to the fact that Jesus said, I'm coming there. Amen. There's going to be a people there. Tiny Israel is a lion surrounded by wolves. I don't know if you got that or not. Tiny Israel is a lion surrounded by wolves. Give me 2 minutes. You don't have to follow me, but trust that I'm reading the Word of God. God's a builder. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places and raise up the foundations for many generations. Isaiah 61, and they shall build the old waste and raise them up the former desolations. Ezekiel 36, 33. I will cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes shall be builded. And the desolate land will be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of everybody that passed by. Everybody that passed by is going to see absolutely nothing happening here. Somebody say amen. Everybody that passed by, all the passerbyers, they said nothing's happening here. I'm going to cause growth and expansion. Verse 35, I'm in Ezekiel 36, 35. And this land was the desolate, is become like a garden of Eden. And the waste and the desolate and the ruined cities are become fenced and inhabited. Oh my gosh, and they painted the walls. And as a witness to the world, when the church looks like an embassy, when the church stands like Israel, when it stands like a lion. Verse 36. Why does God allow the building? Then, are you with me there? Then the heathen that are left around about you. Now remember, we started, I will be exalted amongst the heathen. I will be exalted upon the earth. Then the heathen that are left around about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant what that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I, the Lord, will do it. This is the Lord speaking. Maybe he's got an ego trip. Maybe the Lord's prideful. But he said, you know, I don't think that he is, by the way. Look at that. Why would he do that? I heard one person say this last week. Why would we improve our property? It was Joel, by the way. Something like this. He said, it's all going to burn anyway. Did you know every church that's ever been built in the last 2,000 years is going to burn? And it probably has. That doesn't change the fact that God has something to do. And when you build something, people, it's going to be a testimony to the heathen. Because everybody's going to see it. Are you seeing this? Yeah. Yeah. Jeremiah 1:10, see, I've set thee this day to build and to plant. Elijah, I'm come to rebuild the altar. Elijah, 1 Kings 18:32. With stones he built an altar to the name of the Lord. Go to 1 Kings 18:37. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. And the fire fell, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and the Lord said, He is God, the Lord is God. Nehemiah, and I'll close with Nehemiah, I promise. Nehemiah 2:5, send me and I will build it. Nehemiah 2:17, let us build the wall of Jerusalem. Why? 2:17, that we be no more a reproach. 18, then I told them the hand of God was good upon me. And also the king's words that he had spoken unto me, and they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Go to verse 20. The God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. But ye have no portion and no right or no memorial in Jerusalem. A memorial is this. A place where everybody, the heathen, saw that this place was built by God. That's what it is. It doesn't mean that they're going to come in and join in and worship. God just said this. He said, I'm building this for a memorial that people would see and know that in their day and in their hour that the Holy Ghost moved and he builded in that day. What verse am I on?
Finish 20.
I think I'm in chapter 3, verse 2. What are these feeble Jews? Go to 3. Go to chapter 3. Let's see here. Lost my place in this. What do these feeble Jews think? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? And now Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him. And he said, even if they build, if a fox go up, and he's going to break down their wall. And I'm in 4 of which chapter, I'm not sure. Hear, O God, for we are despised. This was Nehemiah's prayer. And turn their reproach upon their own head and give them a prey in the land of the captivity. We find it? Six, so they built the wall, for the people had a mind to work. And I could show you verse after verse, but I want to prove to you guys today that both the will of God and the Word of God show us that it's to build and to dwell forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord, dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Forever. I believe we'll be building, planting, growing the ministry until the sound of the trumpet. Amen. Until we hear the trumpet. All the families will be together. One of you guys will have a sword in your hands. The other one will have a trowel. And they'll be building the wall of Jerusalem. It'll be growing. It'll be expanding. It'll be reaching out for souls and peoples for the glory of God, that He may be exalted in the earth and amongst the heathen. And that's what we'll be doing when Jesus comes. Do you want to be doing that when Jesus comes?
Yeah.
I believe it. Yes. We will be building, planting, growing, physically figuring out how in the world can we run an academy school, a youth program, a children's work, a coffee shop, a whatever, a Bible school right here in a land that flows with milk and honey, because vision and faith got into all the people. And now it began to burst out of their seams. And the miraculous was done for the glory of God and exalted God in heaven and on earth.
Amen.
That is when the trumpet blows. That's where I want to be found.
Yes.